Welcome back to Bears Blitz, brought to you by Xfinity. Thursday afternoons means it's Larry's day. Larry Mayer, senior writer from ChicagoBears.com, joining us once again, sharing some moments with us, which we always appreciate. Larry, we showed some of the Bears offense versus Raiders defense comparisons, and you know, the strengths really lie in the running game for each of these teams when you match them up against each other. How important is it going to be to establish that run to kind of open things up further for what I guess looks like is a struggling secondary for that Oakland team?
Well, Chris, I think it's imperative that the Bears establish a run and stay committed to it. And I think this coaching staff has already shown the propensity to do that so far this season. That's the good news. The bad news is that the Bears need to have more of a complementary passing than they did against Seattle. But that was kind of an unusual situation. Number one, the venue they're going into, probably the toughest stadium to play against one of the best teams in the NFL with a second-string quarterback. So I expect no matter who plays this week at quarterback, for them to have more of a complementary attack. But you're right, establishing the running game is important, and I expect to see all three running backs this week.
You know, when you look at the Raiders, too, this Latavius Murray's guy is, what, about 2-3 yards less than Matt Forte rushing the football so far this season. What will we see out of this young man? What kind of a guy does he look like in terms of out of the backfield?
Well, he's definitely got power and speed, and he's a guy that's in his third year, and he came in here. And if you look at Oakland's skill position players, they have three real young guys in quarterback Derek Carr, Latavius Murray, as you mentioned, Jiggs, and also Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper was, I believe, the fourth overall pick in this year's draft. So these are not the Raiders of a couple years ago. This is not the Raiders team that went 2-22 on the road the last 3 years. In fact, they won last week, and Murray's been a key element to that. I believe he had over 130 yards rushing last week in Cleveland. And Derek Carr, real good quarterback, good young quarterback, gets the ball out of his hands quickly, and we'll see our old buddy Jamarcus Webb blocking up front for him.
Hey, Webb Nation back in town.
Yes, exactly.
I hope they got plenty of seats for Jay Webb Nation.
Yes. Was that story true about Derek Carr when he was at the draft, when his brother David was drafted in the first round, what, about 12 years before him, that he told the commissioner then, because he was up on stage with his brother, he told the commissioner, "I'll be back."
I believe he did say that, yes.
He pulled the Schwarzenegger.
He's like 11 years old. He goes, "I'll be back."
I've seen those photos.
That's amazing.
So we'll see.
Yeah, but you mentioned that trio that Oakland has on offense. We touched on it a little bit yesterday during huddle, but the combination, I don't know where they came up with this stat, but Carr, Murray, and Cooper, an under 25 trio of leading passers, rushers, and receivers in the same game. They totaled 587, and that's an NFL record. So, you know, what Reggie McKenzie is starting to put together, you know, I think he was almost on the brink a year or two ago, but he's put together a couple strong drafts, and they're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel there.
They absolutely are, and the three of us aren't the only good young performers.
Under 25?
Right. I'm glad you had to do that.
Yeah. Absolutely. But, no, Oakland really kind of provides a blueprint here of a way to rebuild a team in terms of getting young playmakers on their team. The interesting thing to me is that Khalil Mack, who's an amazing linebacker, he was the fifth overall pick last year. And the wide receiver this year, Amari Cooper, was fourth. So getting those top five picks is important there. And they've been rebuilding the team for the last few years. And you're right. I mean, this team has been miserable over the last decade. Mm-hmm. I believe when they lost the Super Bowl to Tampa Bay in 2002, they haven't had a winning season since then. Mm-hmm. So that's an incredibly long period of time.
Hey, well, let me ask you this now. In light of that conversation and in light of all this happened here this past week, where are the Bears in terms of that continuum on that line? Because, you know, you traded away a player in Jared Allen, who's arguably going to be a Hall of Famer. Bostic was a number two pick from a few years ago. He's gone down the road. Where's this team now, and what is Ryan Pace trying to accomplish upstairs?
You know, I'm really glad you asked that, because, number one, I think what Ryan Pace, it's clear what he's trying to accomplish, and that's build through the draft, get as many draft picks as possible. But I kind of take offense to some of the people that are saying, "Oh, the Bears are just giving up on this year and going to next year." It's not like they're trading every single one of their good players. Mm-hmm. They traded Jared Allen, a guy that really wasn't a fit in this defense. This is a guy that averaged 14.5 sacks for a 7-year period, but he's on the downside of his career, and he only had 5.5 last year. None this year. Really didn't make an impact at all. And another guy in John Bostic who didn't even get on the field.
Oh, he didn't make an impact now.
Well, he had one interception.
But you're changing positions and all that.
Right.
I saw this more as he wasn't comfortable doing what they asked him to do. He was a good soldier. He came in and he gave it his best shot. And it was kind of one of these deals where he said, "Can you let me go somewhere work?"
Yeah.
Because he's got, you know, a couple more years and that's it for him probably. And this is one of those deals where they got a draft choice back it worked for everybody.
I have to admit that you got to give him a lot of credit for the attitude that he had coming in as a 12-year veteran,
yeah.
Being willing and encouraging and being enthusiastic about changing to a new position. But you're right, if there's ever been a win-win in a trade, this is definitely it. The Bears allow Jared Allen to go finish his career probably as a defensive end in a 4-3 defense at Carolina, and they get a 6th-round draft pick back that they're going to use to get better down the road. That's what they want to do. I know Ryan Pace has talked about how teams build through the draft. He wants to become one of those teams.
It was the 6th the best you could do? That's the other question to people here. You can't, a guy with that kind of ability for only a 6.
The guy's 32 years old, and like I said, on the downside of his career, and this is a guy that may not have been around next year, and they wouldn't have gotten anything for him there. And you look around the league, there's not a lot of high draft picks being traded.
And I think the other part of the equation to keep in mind is that the position was so crowded, whether it was with players who were experienced in that scheme or not, this also gives them an opportunity in evaluating going forward whether Willie Young might be a fit right. In that. Lamar Houston has some experience in that.
Sam
they're both considering. They're both returning from those major knee injuries. But in going forward and evaluating and determining what their needs are, this opens up a little bit more playing time for those two other veterans. Speaking of edge rushers, looks like as Jack Del Rio is gradually kind of on the fly changing their 4-3 defense into a 3-4. You mentioned Khalil Mack, who a lot of people didn't expect from a talent standpoint to fall all the way to number 5 a year ago. But they also decided to take a flyer on Aldon Smith, who has created enough nightmares for the Bears in their history a few years back when he was at the San Francisco 49ers. If that kid can stay out of trouble, which is a huge question mark, he's gradually being worked into that 3-4 passing scheme. And it's going to be a tough test this weekend for Kyle Long, whether it's Jermon Bushrod or Charles Leno Jr. on the other side.
It's interesting that you made that comment about the nightmare, because I still have nightmares about that game. And I'm sure Jason Campbell
does,
too.
Wake up, Larry.
The guy had 5.5 sacks. Right. Some don't get that in this whole season. He had 5.5 sacks in one game against the Bears on that Monday night game in San Francisco. So he is an excellent player. Like you said, he's been slowed by off-the-field issues. And it hasn't been just one thing. It's been a wide variety of crazy different things he's been involved in. But he is a very talented pass rusher and player. And it is interesting. We're talking all about the pass rush and stuff like that. But if you talk to anyone that knows Jack Del Rio, first and foremost, all he cares about is stopping the run. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be a really good matchup. Jack Del Rio's run defense against Matt Forte and the Bears' run offense.
All right. Thanks again for visiting. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Hopefully
Thank
it'll be
you.
A different level of enjoyment coming
Absolutely.
Up this Sunday.
Absolutely. I'm ready for a victory.
I think we all are. Larry Mayer, senior writer of ChicagoBears.com, joining us here on Bears Blitz.